Mastiff issuing a warning.
See? This here skinny little bald-egg genius sold the old man the notion of sneaking into his burg timber by tunneling under its walls, deep down. Because the earth was soft, it'd be easy.
One Eye snorted as he talked, his laughter barely under control.
And he was right. It was easy. When his tunnel caved in, the wall fell down. And the rest of us charged through the gap and sorted them timberinos out.
Goblin grumbled.
And about 5 days later, somebody remembered the miners.
Somebody was just plain damned lucky he had a friend as good as me to dig him out. The old man just wanted to put up a gravestone.
Goblin growled some more.
Not so. And the real truth is, the tunnel never would have collapsed if this two-legged, overripe dog turd hadn't been playing one of his stupid games. You know, I almost forgot. I never did pay you back for that. You should have never brought it up, you human prune. Damn. You almost went and died on me before I got you paid off. I knew you were up to no good. You had that stroke on purpose, didn't you?
Of course I did, you nitwit. Every chance I get, I try to die just so's you can't backstab me no more. You want to be that way? I saved your ass, and you want to be that way? Ain't no fool like an old fool. Bring it on, you hairless little toady frog. I may be slowed down a step the last couple years, but I'm still 3 steps faster and 10 torches brighter than any lily white.
Boys!
I snapped.
Children!
We have work to do here. They must have driven the whole company crazy when they were young and had the energy to keep it up all the time.
As of this moment, all the slates are clean of anything that happened before I was born. Just open me a hole so I can go see what we have to do next.
The two wizards did not stop growling and muttering and threatening and trying to sabotage one another in small ways, but they did lend their claimed expertise to the effort to open the gap. Chapter 82. Once the opening had been expanded enough to use, there was a brief debate about who would use it first. The accord was universal.
Not me.
But when I squatted down to duck walk forward into the shadows, in hopes I could get a look at what might eat me a few seconds before its jaws snapped shut, several gentlemen turned all noble and chivalrous. I suspect it was significant that two of them, Swan and Suvrin, were not company brothers. Goblin grumbled,
"All right, all right. Now you're making us look bad. All of you get out of the way."
He bustled forward. He did not have to duck. I did, just slightly, as I followed him through. I did not need anyone to be noble or chivalrous or to go in before me.
"There is no God but God," I muttered. "His works are vast and mysterious."
I was 5 steps inside and had just bumped into Goblin, who had stopped to stare as well. "I presume that's the golem demon Shvetya.
Or his ugly little brother."
Mergen had not kept me posted on the golem's